Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to Chris White Africa and Daba Africa. This is Chris coming to you from central Pennsylvania. Breaking news out of South Africa, where the ruling African National Congress has taken action. Is this the first round in Cyril Ramaphosa's effort to gain control of the party he clearly lost since taking power as president of South Africa? Perhaps it will be. We shall see. The powerful Secretary General of the African National Congress, who was told to vacate his office within 30 days, refused to do so. And today, the ruling African National Congress handed down its decision at his intransigence. This is a letter from the African National Congress released today, the 5th of May, 2021. And I'll read from this letter. It's 20 pages with attachments, but I'll read the two-page letter so you know exactly what the African National Congress has told Comrade Ace. Addressed to Comrade E.S. Magashule, Secretary General, African National Congress. Dear Comrade Magashule, implementation of national conference resolutions and NEC decisions regarding members charged with corruption and other serious crimes, suspension in terms of Rule 25.70 of the ANC Constitution. The meeting of the National Working Committee held on the 3rd of May, acting in terms of Rule 13.8 of the ANC Constitution, reaffirmed the decision of the NEC on the 26th to 29th of March 2021 that all members who have been charged with corruption or other serious crimes must step aside within 30 days, failing which they should be suspended in terms of Rule 25.70 of the African National Congress Constitution, which provides that where a public representative, office bearer, or member has been indicted to appear in a court of law on any charge, the Secretary General or Provincial Secretary, acting on the authority of the NEC, the NWC, the PEC, or the PWC, if satisfied the temporary suspension of such public representative, office bearer, or member would be in the best interest of the organization, may suspend such public representative, elected office bearer, or member and impose terms and conditions to regulate their participation and conduct during the suspension. We attach hereto, for ease of reference, the guidelines and procedures adopted by the NEC on 13 and 14 February 2021 as Attachment A. The NWC also received a report from the national officials through a team led by the Treasurer General on proposed terms and conditions regulating the participation and conduct of members during the period that they step aside voluntarily. The proposed terms and conditions are attached in Attachment B. The NWC resolved that the decision of the last NEC, as outlined above, must be implemented. Those who have been charged with corruption or other serious crimes and who have not stepped aside should be suspended in terms of Rule 25.70 of the ANC Constitution. The NWC instructed that the necessary letters must be written to the affected members implementing this decision and outlining the terms and conditions regulating their participation and conduct during temporary suspension. You have been indicted to appear in a court of law on charges of corruption and fraud, alternatively theft and money laundering. On 3 May 2021, the NWC, acting in terms of Rule 25.7, read with Rule 13.8, instructed that letters be written to all affected members, including yourself, to inform them that is decided that their temporary suspension will be in the best interest of the organization. Accordingly, on the authority of the NWC, you are hereby temporarily suspended with effect from 3 May until the final outcome of your court proceedings. In terms of Rule 25.7, the following terms and conditions are imposed to regulate your participation, Ace Magashule, and conduct during the temporary suspension. During the period that you are temporarily suspended, you may not carry out the duties and responsibilities of your office as Secretary General. You may not represent the organization publicly or in any other form. You may not make public pronouncements on matters related to the organization. And you may not engage in mobilization of ANC structures or any organizations or individuals, including on your own stepping aside on matters related hereto. During the period that you, as a full-time office bearer employed by the organization, are temporarily suspended, you will be entitled to remuneration and benefits in line with your conditions of employment. So he still gets paid. You're required to update the Office of the Secretary General on a monthly basis regarding progress on your case. The decision to temporarily suspend you will be reviewed by the NEC every 6 months or from time to time at your request. Dated 3 May 2021, signed by Jesse Duarte. This is the Deputy Secretary General. So Jesse Duarte gets to fire the boss. Ace Magashule, shocking news, ladies and gentlemen, out of South Africa. South Africa's ANC's Secretary General, Ace Magashule, the powerful political figure, has been suspended by the African National Congress. It's about damn time. He's out on 200,000 rand bail, and he was charged with corruption, fraud, money laundering related to the Free State asbestos tender that took place. It is long past the time that the African National Congress took action on this. This is... What do we say about this? Is it shocking? No. It's surprising that he's actually on the outs now. It shows to me an indication that Cyril Ramaphosa is now making his moves. He feels comfortable that he might have solidified his position strongly enough that he can take on the Zuma faction and the other factions within the party. We shall see. I still expect that it's very possible that Cyril Ramaphosa will not make it to the end of this term with a vote of no confidence, but we shall see. Word out of South Africa, folks. Breaking news today, the 5th of May, 2021. The Secretary General of the ruling African National Congress has been suspended because he refused to step aside and follow the rules. And there you have it, folks. South Africa, the land of corruption. It's our turn to eat. Disgraceful, shaming the liberation struggle with their graft, their grifting, and their outright theft from South Africans. If you're not a subscriber, hey, why don't you become one? Absolutely free. Join us right here on the tube. Thanks a lot, folks.